Chapter 13. We must respect other people's beliefs, at least those we agree with. Opening questions. What does it mean to respect a person? Can I respect beliefs I consider wrong? Is it possible to distinguish between a person and their beliefs and respect the person even if I disagree with their beliefs? Does redefining terms help clarify things or bring confusion and misunderstanding? Let us take one last look at another of relativism's popular beliefs. It is very much like the tolerance belief we just examined in the prior chapter, except it is built on another loaded term, respect. Here is the respect popular belief. Each person has their own beliefs, and those beliefs must be respected and not sought to be changed by another person. Stated another way, since there are no absolute truths, it is disrespectful to judge another person's beliefs as somehow deficient or wrong and thus needing changing or correction. The above statement contains essentially three premises. Premise 1. Each person has their own beliefs. Premise 2. There are no absolute beliefs, meaning there is no unchanging universal standard to judge beliefs as true or false, right or wrong. Conclusion. Since premise 2 is true, it is disrespectful to judge another person's beliefs as somehow deficient or wrong, and thus needing changing or correction. Premise 1 is self-evidently true. However, it is important to note or to point out that two or more people can share the same beliefs and not have heard it from another person. It is also possible for two or more people to consider the beliefs that they share as the most important beliefs to them. Premise 2 is not necessarily true. We will examine this in the following paragraphs. The conclusion is not necessarily true. It is important that the reader understand that the assumptive statement, since there are no absolute truths, needs to be true in order for the conclusion of the popular belief to be true. And without premise 2 being true, the conclusion is clearly false. The no absolutes belief is often not spelled out, stated, or clearly identified in the popular belief, but it is assumed since it serves as the foundation of the popular belief. Examining the conclusion. The conclusion of the popular belief statement includes this statement. It is disrespectful to judge another person's beliefs. So, not only is the conclusion not true if premise 2 is false, the conclusion itself includes a self-defeating statement, even if premise 2 is true. A self-defeating statement is one that contradicts itself, as we have seen. For example, all red rocks are blue in the physical realm, or kind people enjoy hurting others in the moral realm. Both are self-defeating statements, since within the statement, the single subject or point in the statement is contradicted within the statement. In the previous two examples, the single subject or point is the color of all red rocks, and the contradiction to that single point is that red rocks are blue. In the next example, the single subject or point is what kind people enjoy, and the contradiction to that single point is that kind people enjoy hurting others. As we have seen, the statement, "It is wrong to judge," is a self-defeating statement, for a judgment is made in the statement, which statement says it is wrong to judge. As we have seen, the statement, "You are a hateful bigot," when stated by a person who says they are a tolerant person, is a self-defeating statement, for that person is being, by their own definition, intolerant of the person they are condemning as a, quote, hateful bigot. The statement, "It is wrong to judge," is merely a simplified version of, "It is disrespectful to judge another person's beliefs." If a person believes and expresses that it is acceptable to judge another person's beliefs, then that person is judged as intolerant and disrespectful by the person who believes it is intolerant and disrespectful to judge another person's beliefs. Do you see the contradiction? When the person who says it is intolerant and disrespectful to judge another person's beliefs judges another person's beliefs as wrong, then by their own principle they are intolerant and disrespectful. The above arguments are proved false by using logic. One of the laws of logic says that if two things, concepts, ideas, or beliefs contradict one another when addressing the same subject and both claim to be true, then at least one is false. This is the case for the statement, all red rocks are blue, or it is wrong to judge. In the latter, the subject judgment is said to be wrong or is judged to be wrong. Thus, the statement is false as it contradicts itself. Let us look at the main issue again from a slightly different perspective to help the reader grasp this important point. Consider the statement, it is wrong to say something is wrong. This statement uses a synonym for judge, namely a type of judgment, wrongness, in order to make clearer the false nature of the statement. The statement claims that it is wrong to say something is wrong, a clear contradiction. It is the same nature of statement of something like, it is bad to say or judge something is bad. Judgment is the discernment and subsequent declaration of something as right or wrong, good or bad, true or false. The nature of the term wrong is undeniably an essential aspect of human judgment and an integral part of humans' ability to reason. A person cannot utter a coherent, non-definitional statement containing the word wrong and its associated concept without making a judgment. Therefore, the statement, it is wrong to judge, is a false statement as the statement contradicts itself. For the person uttering, it is wrong to judge, is himself or herself making a proclamation of judgment and thus is doing what he says or she says is wrong. Defining respect. This popular belief relies heavily on the concept of respect, for the popular belief says all people must respect other people's beliefs. Thus, it is important that the term respect be defined and properly understood. The people who believe this popular belief define the term respect as meaning a person should not say anything negative about another person's beliefs, nor state that they believe it is false. The concept of respecting someone's rights might seem akin to this, but is significantly different for the following reason. A right is a legal concept, and to respect someone's right to free speech, for example, means to agree they are allowed to express themselves. It does not address the content of the speech, but rather a person's freedom to speak at all, no matter what they say. The popular belief we are looking at has everything to do with the content or nature of a person's beliefs, for we are told we must, quote, respect, unquote, others' beliefs. In other words, the popular belief is not defending some innate human right, but rather is attempting to shut a certain kind of people's expression down, namely those people who reject relativism and believe there are absolute ethical, moral, and existential truths. Here are some definitions of respect in the context it is used in the popular belief from widely accepted dictionary sources in the United States. Admiration felt or shown for someone or something that you believe has good ideas or qualities. Esteem or a sense of the worth or excellence of a person, a personal quality or ability, or something considered as a manifestation of a personal quality or ability. Example, I have great respect for her judgment. Deference to a right, privileged position, or someone or something considered to have certain rights or privileges. Proper acceptance or courtesy, acknowledgement, respect for a suspect's right to counsel, to show respect for the flag, respect for the elderly. The condition of being esteemed or honored, to be held in respect. So all these definitions assume there is a basis for one person respecting another. In other words, these definitions assume that the first person sees something worthy of respect in the other person or thing. For example, if you have never met someone and during your first encounter with the person is doing something you believe is wrong, you are unlikely to respect that person. If during your first encounter with a person, that person is not doing anything but rather just sitting there, you also will be unlikely to say, I respect that person. If you did want to make the statement in those circumstances, then this author would suggest what you are really saying is, all humans deserved respect, which statement has a very different meaning than a personal respecting of a person due to their characteristics or behavior. The attitude of respect or state of respecting is based upon the judgment of the person doing the respecting. Thus, To respect someone means that the basis of that respect is valued and thus sought to be emulated, adopted, or mimicked by the person doing the respecting. This would hold true for behavior, traits, or beliefs. Thus, if I respect someone for their character trait of honesty, then I would like to be honest myself. Or if I respect someone for exercising each day and thus staying physically fit, I myself would like to have the discipline to be physically fit. Finally, if I respect someone's belief that people with darker skin are valuable human beings just like all other people with lighter skin, then I too will share or adopt that belief. In the popular statement above, respect is redefined to mean having no concern for truth or rightness, or not seeking to change another person's beliefs. A person's beliefs should be respected, e.g., not sought to be changed. As we have just seen by the most common held definitions of respect, this popular belief redefines, or uses a minority or uncommon definition, of the term respect to mean it is wrong to judge another person's beliefs as incorrect or wrong. This author believes the purpose of the redefinition is to bully the reader into adopting this popular belief, since most people want to exhibit respect, or to be respectful, an act of humility, as properly defined above. Furthermore, the proper understanding of the concept of respect is in contrast to a philosophy which states that a person is free to believe whatever they like, for whatever they believe is right or true to them. This philosophy is what this popular belief is actually advocating, and this philosophy seeks to remove all judgment of good and bad, right and wrong, true and false from the human experience, and thus it is both unreasonable and undeniably false. In other words, reason is removed as a guide to human thought or behavior in order to hold this belief. It seems to have good intentions to remove improper judgment of another person, not guided by humility or compassion, but unfortunately it has a false basis. What the belief does is remove all ethical or moral judgment from the human experience, as well as force people to reject certain undisputable facts about human nature and historical events. As we shall see, a person using reason and concerned about right and wrong ought to reject such a belief as very harmful to human existence and relationships. Testing this popular belief. Let us first test the popular statement's basic premise using some example statements. Here is a restatement of this popular belief that we are going to test. Each person has their own beliefs, and those beliefs must be respected and not sought to be changed by another person. Stated another way, since there are no absolute truths, it is disrespectful to judge another person's beliefs as somehow deficient or wrong, and thus needing changing or correction. Examples. I believe that all people with dark skin color are not as highly evolved as people with lighter skin, and thus they are less human and ought to be relegated to some type of servant status only, for this belief is true and right to me. I believe that people who have different religious beliefs than I do are inferior to me, for this belief is true for me. I believe that it is good for adult men to sexualize young girls, for this belief and desired subsequent behavior is true for me. I believe that Christians are all untrustworthy, aggressive people who ought to be defeated and subjugated to non-Christian people, for this belief and desired consequence is true for me. I believe that non-Muslims are all untrustworthy, evil people who ought to be defeated and subjugated to Muslim people, for this belief and desired consequence is true for me. I believe that people who say they believe God exists ought to have their foolish God beliefs removed from their minds in order to be enlightened by those who have a proper understanding of reality, for this belief is true for me. I believe that it is good and right to protect myself, which protection includes harming others from other people who frighten me due to their differences from me, for this belief is true for me. I believe that it is good and right to distrust people who are different from me and to allow that distrust to become fear and hatred, for this belief is true for me. I believe that those who have less material things should forcibly take material resources from those who have more and who will not willingly share, for this belief and behavior is true for me. I believe that non-normal people, handicapped, retarded, disabled, etc., are a drain on society and thus ought to be eliminated, for this belief is true to me and ought to be true for everyone. Given these example statements I just read, how does the each person have their own beliefs and those beliefs must be respected and not sought to be changed by another person philosophy hold up to your reasoning? The philosophy sounds good at first glance, but it does not lead to human freedom and true respecting of one another. Rather, it can be and is used to justify evil, the unjust harming of people, and opens the door wide for the strong or aggressive to take advantage of those who are weak or vulnerable. Some would seek to qualify the philosophy of a person is free to believe whatever they like, for whatever they believe is true or right to them, with the following qualifier: as long as what a person believes does not cause harm to others. The harm clause does not fix the fundamental flaw, which flaw is that it begs the question regarding what standard of human behavior is used in the first place. The harm clause cannot overcome the same problem. What standard is used to determine, quote, harm to others? In other words, who or what is the standard a person turns to in order to know what causes harm to others? Let us look at some examples to illustrate the fatal flaw in the harm clause proposition. Is it harmful for people to serve or sell food or consumptive items that are known to be harmful to people's health? I believe that it is good that I can profit off of selling food or tobacco that is proved to contain harmful elements to other people, for this belief is true for me. Is it harmful for a woman who willingly performs sexual acts in front of a camera in order to make money harmful to anyone? What standard do you use to make that judgment? I believe that it is good for women to believe and to be trained that they are primarily an object to be used for sexual pleasure by men and to earn income for such a belief and associated activities, for this belief is true for me. Is it harmful for children to be allowed or led by their parents to play, act, or enjoy violence? I believe that it is fine for parents to allow their children to play video games that involve explicit, unjustified, personal, and gratuitous violence, for this belief is true for me. Or, I believe that it is good for children to learn to enjoy perpetrating violence by partaking in virtual violence and thus training their minds as such, for this belief is true for me. Is it harmful for people to believe and thus practice that using a powerful narcotic is a good way to relax or to worship? I believe that it is good for me to use LSD or whatever the latest drug is in order to connect with my God, for this belief is true for me and I am not harming anyone. Is it harmful for one group of people to raid a neighboring group and to take their women and children for slaves for their own group? I believe that uncontacted tribes in the Amazon basin have a right to be free of all outside influence due to evolutionary principles and relativism, which lead me to believe that all their behavior is right for them, which tribes do in fact forcibly take women and children from neighboring tribes to be used as slaves, for this belief is right for me. Is it harmful for one person to see another person being harmed and yet do nothing about it? I believe that I should have done nothing today when I saw the old man in the trench coat reveal himself to the little girl in the park, because this belief is right and good for me. Or, I am free to believe that I did not have to do anything to help the person lying on the street bleeding today. I don't owe them anything and they might sue me if I do something wrong, because this belief is right for me and I am not harming anyone. Is it harmful for one person to see another person being verbally abused and yet do nothing about it? I believe that I'm not responsible for helping that young girl I saw crying today due to being yelled at and called all kinds of terrible things by her dad. She needs to deal with that herself. It's none of my business, for this belief is right for me and I'm not harming anyone. The above examples demonstrate the erroneous nature of the "as long as it causes no harm to others" clause. If each person determines what is right and true for them, and their definition of harm to others is different than another person's, which is a reasonable assumption, then some people will be viewed by others as harming other people. What then? What happens when one person is viewed by others as harming another person or allowing harm to come to another person? Which side will the referee take? What is the referee's standard to make such judgments for that matter? What is the right action to take? Without any standard of right or wrong, beliefs and behavior, who is to say what is right and wrong? Truly, if you follow this philosophy consistently, it has and will lead to destructive human conflict within any given human group or among groups. This philosophy will lead to the physically stronger dominating and using the weaker persons as their slaves. In other words, just look at human history. Let us take another look at this popular belief in light of the relativism doctrine. Each person has their own beliefs, and those beliefs must be respected and not sought to be changed by another person. Stated another way, since there are no absolute truths, it is disrespectful to judge another person's beliefs as somehow deficient or wrong and thus needing changing or correction. As you can see, this popular belief is merely a slightly different wording for expressing relativism. This popular belief goes a step further than just stating relativism, however, and seeks to defend relativism by stating the ought nots. As we have seen, this is a self-defeating exercise since relativism states there are no oughts, no universal moral standard by which to judge right and wrong for human beliefs or behavior. So how can there be ought nots? This popular belief piggybacks quite closely with relativism since it promotes the following idea: that a person should not be pressured to hold a different moral or existential belief or adopt a behavior that they did not hold before the person desiring to use reason to examine their belief approach them, since there are no universal truths that apply to all human beings. This author has used reasoned arguments to demonstrate that this belief is false. It is a self-defeating or self-contradictory. Thus, this popular belief ought to be rejected and a better understanding adopted. Let's wrap up our examination of relativism and its children's fallacies in the next chapter. Chapter summary. To respect someone means to esteem or honor their person or their character, not one or more of their beliefs. The term respect has been redefined to mean agree with someone's belief or view or perspective or position. The term's meaning has been shifted away from a view of one person or character's behavior to a view of a person's beliefs. This redefinition is harmful and is contributing greatly to the strife that exists in the U.S. culture at this time. We should not respect a person's wrong view of something, but we should respect a person if they have good character, even though they hold a wrong view or a belief we disagree with, unless that view or belief is immoral or unethical, according to Joshua of Nazareth.